Singer-songwriter James McMurtry is in Little Rock for a show tonight at Juanita's. He's had a string of really solid albums over the last many years with his own style of Americana or alternative country. Stephen King called him the truest, fiercest songwriter of his generation. He's been one of my favorites for several years now, with often bleak, politically charged songs. I'm happy to have him in the studio with me. Thanks for joining me today.
Good to be here, Michael.
So last time I saw you, you came through town. You were playing with the Drive-By Truckers at the Rev Room, and you come through Little Rock pretty regularly.
Yeah, every year or so.
Do you have any connection here or just...
No, just mostly Juanita's.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we played the Rev Room last time. That was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. Well, great. You opened that show saying something to the effect of, if you're not depressed now, you will be. And your material, it's certainly not light material. A lot of people living on the fringes, drug addiction, people who are really down and out. Last song on, one song on your last album was about incest, the haunting Fireline Road.
Yeah, it's also about meth addiction, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see a lot of that, and not many people seem to be writing about it, certainly not in Nashville. So it just kind of worked its way into my songs, really.
And even the more upbeat fun songs are still pretty dark.
Yeah, pretty dark. It's easier to write dark, I think. I don't know. I need to learn to write light, but it takes some effort.
Yeah. Well, your father wrote about some pretty dark characters. Too, a lot of folks listening may not realize you're the son of Pulitzer Prize-winning author Larry McMurtry. And I heard a great long segment with your dad on NPR's All Things Considered a few weeks ago, and that was extremely interesting. What was his influence like on you for being a songwriter?
He always had a lot of records around the house for me to listen to, so... So I grew up, I listened to a lot of Johnny Cash and Roy Acuff when I was growing up. Later on, Kris Kristofferson, somebody turned me on to him, and that was really the first one that I was identified as a songwriter. You know, I hadn't thought about where songs came from until about then.
Uh-huh. Well, tell you what, if you want to go ahead and perform one song here.
Sure. That's one of my more lighter, upbeat numbers. Bills are paid, but it makes no difference to the gods that seem to rule our home. Heat shut off for no known reasons. This old building's got a mind of its own. I can tell your footsteps on the stairs from three flights up, and I know the jingling of your keys. You won't hear no and you don't look back and you can't slow down. And these days you don't have much to say to me. And in another town, what would fetch a good living? Here is barely hand to mouth. So I'm going out and get a U-Haul trailer and drag it down the turnpike south, where the Garden State gives way to the real world and falls away in the rear view mirror. We'll mend our wounds and wait out the winter down across the Delaware. We get along in a manner of speaking. We rarely have to speak at all. Small talk over takeout pizza, silently passing in the hall. Post-it notes, opposite shifts. Once in a blue moon, we'll wake up in the same room, thankful for these thy many gifts. We run by night We live it and breathe it. We're the best of the best, and I just don't care. Gonna mend my wounds and wait out the winter down across the Delaware. And I'll see you in the spring when the chill don't cut so deep. I'll be back around to give this town another crack at me. I heard a voice today I swore I knew, from somewhere down in the southern sticks. And I turned around to see some ragged stranger bumming change on the uptown six. And I froze like a stone. Could I ever get that low? Turn my face to the window. There, by the grace of God, I go, where the Garden State gives way to the real world and falls away in the rearview mirror. We'll mend our wounds and wait out the winter down across the Delaware.
James McMurtry joining us in the studio here at KUAR. They're performing Down Across the Delaware. He'll be playing tonight at Juanita's. What's that song about?
It's basically a couple of friends of mine that got addicted to New York City. And, you know, they'd go up there until they ran out of money, and then they'd go back to Virginia and wherever.
Uh-huh. The first album I heard from you was the first one, Too Long in the Wasteland.
Yeah.
And then went for a few years, and then I guess it started again with Can't Make It Here Anymore.
That's quite a few years, yeah.
Yeah. With Can't Make It Here Anymore, that was really where you made a little bit of a turn to more politically observant songs, and the first of a string of several songs where you took pretty pointed criticism at the Bush administration.
Not necessarily. I mean, I actually started We Can't Make It Here during the Clinton years. A lot of the things that the narrator in that song complains about really took wing under Clinton. I was certainly no fan of Bush either, but it's not specifically an anti-Bush song. I've been touring a lot in the Northeast, and, you know, a lot of those old mill towns are just cratered. Because all the main theme in that song is outsourcing, you know, and what that does to communities. And so, that really struck a nerve with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. There. Yeah, and a lot of towns like that,
but,
in Arkansas.
Right, but Bush did nothing to curb that after he got in, because his buddies were getting just as rich as Clinton's were, you know.
Politically, what do you think today, the Obama administration, any improvement?
Oh, he inherited a couple of pretty big messes, Afghanistan mainly, and the economy. I don't know. He seems to be trying. I'm not happy with his response to the oil spill, but, you know, historically, no U.S. president since Teddy Roosevelt ever lifted a finger against big oil, not one. And, you know, certainly not the elder George Bush when the Valdez hit the rocks. You know, that was a surface spill. You know, they had boom. They could have circled that thing in, you know, a matter of hours if the Coast Guard had been brought in. It wasn't. So I have to wonder, Did the elder George not want to embarrass his buddies at Exxon, or were we already living in a world where multinational corporations are more powerful than the government? Which was certainly the case now. I mean, you hear, you know, Thad Allen saying, well, we'll let them keep the cap on the well because we've asked them to monitor for vents in the seafloor, this sort of thing. No, you don't ask them, you tell them. You know, this is the way it's supposed to work. You're supposed to be able to tell them not to. But I don't know that they can. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something we need to change. And I don't think one administration is going to change that. It's going to take a lot of us working a long time.
What's the process for you when you write songs, especially political songs, when you do make observations?
Well, the political songs are tricky if I want to make my own point, because as a songwriter, I tend to want to let the song have its own head and go where it wants to go, and it might not express my opinion. I got lucky with We Can't Make It Here. But you know, if you try to force a song to make a point, you're liable to write a sermon instead of a song. It might be a good sermon. I'd rather have a song. You know, I got lucky, as I said, with that one.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite songs was Choctaw Bingo.
Oh, yeah.
Great 8.5 minute long
song. Is this
song.
A Choctaw Bingo friendly station? Or
yeah, yeah.
Are you worried? You're not worried that the FCC will come down hard on you?
I hope not.
Okay, well, maybe I'll do that one. I'm in tune for it.
All right.
Yeah, I wrote this song as an exercise, really. It's for a while, it seemed like every one of our tours either started or ended on Highway 69 in northeast Oklahoma. And we never played in Oklahoma at that time, but we were always driving through Muskogee and McAllister in that way. And there was all this weird stuff along the road, and I tried to put it all in one song just to see if I could do it. And within a year after I finished the song, that stuff started disappearing. Choctaw Bingo morphed into Choctaw Gaming Center, which is now Choctaw Casino, and it covers about 6 acres or more. And you know, the gun shop in Tushco, Oklahoma was gone, and the lingerie store moved to Joplin, Missouri. But there's more weirdness coming up. There may be new verses later, anyway. Strap them kids and give them a little bit of vodka and a cherry coke. We're going to Oklahoma to the family reunion for the first time in years. It's up at Uncle Slayton's, cause he's getting on in years. You know he no longer travels, but he's still pretty spry. Not much on talking, he's just too mean to die. And they'll be coming down from Kansas and from West Arkansas. It'll be one great big old party like you never saw. Uncle Slayton's got his Texan pride. Back in the thickets with his Asian bride. He's cut that. Sorry about that. He's got an Airstream trailer and a Holstein cow. Still makes whiskey cause he still knows how. He plays that Choctaw Bingo every Friday night, you know. He had to leave Texas, but he won't say why. He owns a quarter section up by Lake Eufaula. Caught a great big old blue cat on a drifting jug line. Sells his hardwood timber to the shipping mill. Cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. He cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. You know he likes that money, he don't mind the smell. Mm-hmm.
My cousin Roscoe, Slayton's oldest boy from his second marriage up in Illinois, raised in East St. Louis by his mama's people where they do things different, thought he'd just come on down. He's going to Dallas, Texas in a semi-truck called from that big McDonald's, you know, the one that's built up on that great big old bridge across the Will Rogers Turnpike. Took the big cabin exit, stopped and bought a carton of cigarettes at that Indian smoke shop with the big neon smoke rings in the Cherokee Nation. Hit Muskogee late that night, somebody ran the stoplight at the Shawnee Bypass. Roscoe tried to miss him, but he didn't quite. Bob and May come up from some little town way down by Lake Texoma where he coaches football. They were 2A champions now for 2 years running, but he says they won't be this year. No, they won't be this year. And he stopped off in Tushka at that pop knife and gun place, bought a SKS rifle and a couple full cases of that steel core ammo with the Verdun primers from some East Block nation that no longer needs a man. A Desert Eagle, that's one great big old pistol. I mean, 50 caliber made by badass Hebrews and some surplus tracers for that old BAR Slayton. As soon as it gets dark, we're gonna have us a time. We're gonna have us a time. Have us a time. And Lynn come down from Baxter Springs, and that's one hell-raising town way up in southeastern Kansas. Got a biker bar next to the lingerie store that's got the Rolling Stones lips up there in bright pink neon, and they're right downtown where everyone can see them, and they burn all night, you know, they burn all night, you know, they burn all night. Ruth Ann and Lynn, they wear them cut-off breeches and them skinny little halters, and they're second cousins to me. Man, I don't care, I wanna get between them with a great big old heart on like a whole Bodart fence post. You could hang a pipe rail gate from, do some sister twisters till the cows come home, and we'll be having us a time. Having us a time. Uncle Slayton's got his Texan pride back in the thickets with his Asian bride. He's cut that corner pasture into acre lots. He sells them owner finance strictly to them. It's got no kind of credit, 'cause he knows they're slackers and they'll miss that payment. Then he takes it back. He plays that Choctaw bingo every Friday night. He drinks his Johnny Walker at that Club 69. We're gonna strap them kids in, give them a little bit of Benadryl and a cherry Coke. We're going to Oklahoma, gonna have us a time. Have us a time. Thank you.
Choctaw Bingo from James McMurtry. Amazing.
Thank you.
I know the one show I was at, there were people hollering out for that one, so that always one of the big ones.
They do, man. That's kind of a cartoon, but it's fun.
Yeah. And you mentioned the places were at one time real, the characters in there, Uncle Slayton, all the others.
I don't know any Uncle Slayton, but it's weird. Life does imitate art. One time we had a girl came up to a show in Austin and showed us her driver's license and it said Slayton. And we said, oh, well. And she says, I got an Uncle Slayton. And we said, well, does he make moonshine? She said, yeah, he does make moonshine. I said, well, does he cook speed? And she said, no, but some of my other relatives do, and I get it.
Wow.
I don't know. I hope she's still got her looks.
Yeah. Well, you're playing tonight at Juanita's, 9 o'clock. Is this part of a tour for you?
Yeah, we're just finishing up. We've been up to Chicago and Detroit, Cleveland, Toronto, down through Pittsburgh, and then back down through Tennessee.
And what's happening with you musically? What's next for you? Your most recent release was the Live in Europe.
Yeah, it came out in October. We're still working that one.
Uh-huh. And I actually bought a copy of the vinyl LP at your last show with the DVD inside.
Yeah.
It's first new album I've bought in a long time.
Really? Yeah, they're doing a lot of vinyl these days. I think it's a good thing.
When can we expect a new album from you?
I don't know. They come out whenever they do.
Whenever the material's there, whenever you feel ready.
Sometimes even then. I had one record. My second record got shelved for 2 years. Of course, I had a major label then. They can afford to put stuff on the shelf. So I don't know. Maybe next spring.
Great. Anything else worth adding?
Oh, no. Just be careful.
Well, thanks a lot for coming by. It's really been a treat.
Thank you.
James McMurtry joining us here in the studio on FM 89.